Well, he's on his way.
I mean, in theory.
Yeah, he's going to be here. Number 21.
Hey, also, this show, we'd also like to thank Barry Heise of Sierra Pacific Mortgage and Raskin Global, our friends there.
Doing their thing.
Before we start talking to Ladarius, because he's not here yet, but I wanted to, we're at the bar. We're at a bar.
Iron Rooster.
And if you have a couple drinks, it might be the best time for you to start learning a new language.
It makes no sense.
Doesn't it? They said a study said that the more drunk you are, the easier you can pronounce foreign words. And the easier you retain. That makes no sense because I can't even remember people's names when I'm sober.
Yeah, I have a hard time with English after a couple
you
drinks.
You have an amazing memory.
I do have a pretty good memory.
Yeah. No, like you remember names. You remember like even bizarre things that we read. You retain it all. I'm nervous for myself. You and I both have dads with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
I think you're safe.
No.
I'm nervous.
Oh, no. I mean, I might have the early stages. I'll walk into a room and be like,
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then I'll go back to where I was and I'll be like, I wish I had this. And that's what I went to get. You know, but that's just part of it. It's all good.
Do you know any other languages?
I was stupid because I took French in high school because it's a beautiful sounding language.
It is.
And
can you say je m'appelle
Kirk? Yeah, there was a guy, Robert Clary, was on Hogan's Heroes, and his name was Robert. So even though my real name is Chris, in French class, instead of being Christophe, I wanted to be Robert. But yeah, I should have taken Spanish. There's so much more Latino going on up here than Francais.
Right.
How
I learned Spanish in high school.
When you lived in Hollywood.
Very
right?
bad. Well, then I did meet so many more Spanish-speaking people, and then I got the hang of it then. But I wasn't good in when we did the oral test. Please don't make a joke.
I'm not going there yet. No, wait. Gestate.
My friend helped me cheat.
All right.
Ramon Sanchez helped me cheat.
Let me ask you.
I do feel bad about that. But.
I know you've been to the dark side.
Yes.
Have you ever been across the border?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Ecuador. Dominican Republic.
IHOP, yeah.
Cuba.
International
Peruvian.
House of Bacon.
Oh, yeah. I've sampled the buffet.
Yeah, you've been around the world and back.
Ouch.
Around the world and black.
Yes, I feel like a slut.
All right, it's a Ladarius Webb show live at the Iron Rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's people here. All your friends are here. Make some noise. Let them hear
you. Yeah.
All right, it's Kirk and Marianne. And this place is great. I love the area.
I know.
You know what I mean? But Iron Rooster.
There's so much to do.
It's the hub. 98 Rock. We're live at Iron Rooster, Kirk and Marianne, and it's a Ladarius Webb show. Ladarius, they're getting ready for the Thursday game against the Dolphins.
Are they?
And so there's only a couple days to get things together, so it's all packed in. So today being Monday, usually their day off,
mm-hmm.
they're in there getting treatment and getting their game plan ready. And then tomorrow, the only day for media other than today and tomorrow, and then Wednesday, no media, game time on Thursday.
Man, so. I saw some plays yesterday that were just brutal. And just to think that you have to go back and do it again, it's just, oof.
It's a short turnaround for every team.
Yeah.
Once a season, they got to play a Thursday night game.
Right,
so you play on Sunday,
right back at it.
Then you play on Thursday, but then you get sort of a break because you're off that weekend. And then you got that whole next week.
It seems crazy, though, when you see a play where somebody's helmet gets knocked off. Then you know, it's
you
real.
You were watching, yeah.
Yeah, they're not playing. I can't imagine that.
And Mike Wallace, it was sort of surreal to see because he was looking around the sideline for his helmet. And they took it. It was like, dude, you're not going back out there.
We've heard stories where the football players are like, did we win?
Yeah.
Like on the bus hour or whatever after, like,
That's like the one commercial. I don't mean to make light of it, but it's a Snickers commercial. And the guy's sitting on the bench. He's like, I'm Batman. You know what I mean? It's like,
I don't know.
Need a Snickers? Yeah.
love commercials. You're
do.
Always like, it's like this other commercial.
Yeah. Commercials are little movies.
You really do enjoy. You're probably the only person that like can't wait for, other than the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's the only time I can't wait for
Who
commercials.
Needs to wait for the Super Bowl to enjoy commercials?
Yeah. All day long.
All right. Come on down here and get some shrimp with your grits.
Yeah.
It's the Iron Rooster, Kirk and Marianne. Ladarius should be here soon. Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, a tough one yesterday. Ravens go down to the Vikings 24-16. Getting ready for the Dolphins coming into town on Thursday night.
Got to squish the fish.
Squish the fish. Ladarius should be here shortly. Late practice tonight, Marianne. So, man, Halloween, is that a week and a day away?
I don't know why I kept thinking it was this week. Mm-hmm. And I'm not alone. Like, other people kept thinking it was this Tuesday. This October feels like a long month.
What's up with all your friends? They buy candy, like, in the middle of the month, and then they
eat
it all.
My friend just wrote on Facebook, "Welp, just ran out of Halloween candy again."
What?
No, everybody does it. Listen.
9 years old? What are you?
If you go to Target and you see those rows and rows of candy, you load up. You're like, oh, these are on sale. I'll buy. And then you eat it. And then you go and replenish.
And you got to replenish, yep.
And I live in an area where I've been told it's like the mecca of trick-or-treating.
Oh, that's
right. So we are loading up. And I've had not one Halloween candy yet.
And your husband, and this is right when we first met, you say homeboy can take a fun-size candy bar and take a bite and set it down.
I know.
Who does that?
Only him.
Yeah.
And literally, like, I'm popping him in, like, like popcorn. And he's working for a half hour on that bite.
We got this little girl sitting here. What do you think her favorite candy is? I'm going to say, I bet she likes Smarties or something like that.
Oh, like
something
a
sour.
Sweet tart?
Yeah. Smarties or
Sweet tarts.
What's your favorite candy? Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for number 21.
We'll get back to you on that breaking news. Ladarius just walked in. Yay!
Hold on, Ladarius. We're doing some serious research right here. You like Snickers or Smarties? If I had a Snickers in his hand and like Smarties or Pop-Tarts or what do you call it?
Smarties or Sweet Tarts.
Sweet Tarts. Which would you take?
You got it.
Yeah.
You can read it.
Kids always like the sweet, sweet and tart. Ladarius, if I had a Snickers bar?
Yeah.
Or a Snickers.
The hard question.
Oh, you're going Snickers, see?
Chocolate. Yeah. Same,
adults
same.
Like chocolate. Yes. Kids like the sweet, sour type thing.
Yeah.
How you doing today, dude?
I'm doing good, man. And yourself?
Oh, we're
Thank
good.
Thank you for getting here.
Doing good, man. Just left practice. Actually came straight from the practice field.
I know. Look at you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a shower. You still got helmet head.
Yeah.
Can I ask, what do you have to do on a practice on a Monday after a game?
Usually we don't practice on a Monday after the game, but
so
we have this Thursday game. We had a regular practice, just not full pads, but practice.
How hard is it, Webby, to go play on Sunday and then play again on Thursday?
It is very hard. Not really, but kind of mentally, you have to step up your game with preparing. But just your body. You know, you want your body to kind of recover before you play again on Thursday. And right around the time it start to recover, then you play a game. I'll say the best part is the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday part that's after that.
It's like a mini bye.
Mini bye, I would say. So if we get this W on Thursday, it'll be a nice victory. I can watch some college football and some NFL this weekend and relax and get off my feet. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, yesterday was tough.
Yes,
but
was.
You just got to put it in the rearview mirror and get ready for Miami. And let's get ready to go 4-4. And that'd be the halfway point. So
yeah, halfway point. 4-4 is all we can ask for right now, you know, to kind of go .500 in the first half. How the league is going right now, you look at the records and the numbers, it's not really anybody to just blowing it out, you know. So if you can just find us a 3-game winning streak, any type of winning streak, we can be right back into it, you know. It's not one of those years where you got those dominant teams, which you have some teams out there, Kansas City, New England, that's some good teams, but you still have teams that's, you know, 4-3, 3-4. A couple of wins. I say we went 2 in a row, then we could probably be back in that batch. But right now, we're just trying to get a W, and Thursday will be the soonest we can get it. So that's the good thing, too. We don't have to wait as long before we can get back on the field to try to get this W.
Well, some changes for the Dolphins and a couple of changes for the Ravens, and we'll touch on that. Ladarius Webb is here. It's his show. It's number 21, and we're live at Iron Rooster. It's Kirk and Marianne, Ladarius Webb on 98 Rock. Back live at the Iron Rooster, number 21, Ladarius Webb. Coming off that difficult loss out at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota. Vikings 24-16 over the Ravens. Ravens now 3-4, getting ready for Miami. Miami 4-2. But Miami is going to be without Jay Cutler, who cracked some ribs. Matt Moore came in and handled his business and drove the Dolphins back from a 14-point deficit. Does it matter who you see at under center, Ladarius?
No, it doesn't. Not now. They kind of got a system that they're sticking with. I think they kind of tried to shorten it up a little bit for him last week, but I'm sure they're going to get deeper into the playbook since they have, I guess, a few days. So it ain't too much they can put in, but we'll be looking for the changes. But no, we don't look at that. We just look at a system. We look at what they run, what type of what they do on first and second down, you know, on third down, route concepts, what they like to do, and break it down from there. Two good, I would say they're similar quarterbacks. You know, you can't underestimate them. They can make good throws. They can manage an offense just like he did at the end of the game to beat the Jets. So we have to be fully prepared just like it was Cutler or whoever it was.
You know, last year the Dolphins came in to M&T Bank Stadium and they were feeling good about themselves. They had won many games in a row and the Ravens put the beat down on them. Is there any carryover? Do you think the Dolphins, will that light a spark under them or is that last year?
I'm sure it will. I mean, but they're still riding high. They done won like two or three games in a row. So they on a winning streak. And, you know, when you're winning back-to-back, you kind of start feeling good about yourself and start, you know, feeling confident. And that's a good thing. That's something that we're looking for as the Ravens. We're looking to get on a one- or two-game winning streak so everybody can start feeling good about themselves, confidence boost. And we could just let it go, you know. Like I said, we got the squad. You know, we got a lot of guys that's stepping it up. We just have to, when you're watching film, you just see a lot of small things. And it's each play. You'd be like, oh, man, he did it. This time it's he did it. Then we just have to be consistent. Everybody do their own job. And, you know, you can catch myself out there giving up some stuff because I'm supposed to be inside or outside. But it's when you're trying to make a play, everything is not going to be perfect. I mean,
things watch moving football, fast, yeah.
Moving fast. I mean, DBs give up some passes all the time. It's just how you what you're going to do afterwards. You know, if you're going to come back and compete. And as a defense, I felt like we competed the whole game. But it was kind of it's kind of tight playing from when you playing from down. You know, it's kind of a lot of the guys play. I'm not saying everybody does, but you know, sometimes it's been playing for 20 some years, I would say. So when you're playing from down, sometimes you kind of play timid because you don't want to give up anything. You feel like you're going to, whatever you do give up is going to add to more points, you know. And sometimes when you're playing with a lead, you play more loose.
No question. Not we saw saying, that against the Bengals.
Yeah, you did. You know, and not just saying that's our issue. But all I'm trying to say is just we have the people, you know, offensive line, defensive line, the guys that can make the plays, the wide receivers. You know, we have some guys that went down with concussions. And
that was a hell of a play.
It was.
That helmet came flying off.
Yeah,
you brought that up earlier.
Yeah.
It was scary. It was.
Because you know it was a real hit, and you just...
Once you hit your nugget on the back, you know, back of your head.
And then you see his eye.
When he locked up like that. Now, that's scary. I have to just turn my head.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like...
You see your friend, yeah.
When you see a friend die on like that. But you just pray that he'll be all right and he'll come back strong. But back again, the Baltimore Ravens will be all right. Trust me, everybody is putting in 110% more additional work.
Mm-hmm. You're hungry now.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, no,
you know,
I need to prove it.
It hurts us, you know, bad. But we're going to get back on the right path.
We'll be out there Thursday night watching the Ravens put things back together and hopefully get to 500. It's the Ladarius Webb Show live at Iron Rooster on 90 Rock, the flagship station of the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
It is. Ladarius Webb Show here at the Iron Rooster getting ready for the Miami Dolphins on Thursday. That Thursday game, Marianne, that's what we call in the business quick turnaround.
Yeah.
So get right back out there and do your thing. Hey, we'll take a short break. We'll come back with more with Ladarius right after this.
Nice.
Ladarius Webb is here. No Anthony Levine Sr. Is he okay? I noticed he was a little banged up.
Oh, yeah, Levine is good. He's good. He just couldn't make it tonight. We just got to practice. So
I got used to seeing him here.
It's like
I miss him.
Ladarius Webb / Anthony Levine Sr. Show.
Yeah, maybe we'll bring that in next
year. So Gavin Escobar, tight end, is now a Raven. He was a second-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys 4 years ago or so, and now he's a tight end with the Ravens. Yeah,
that's nice. I saw him today. I actually met him. Said what's up. I asked him, was he Pablo's son? He told me it was his nephew,
Pablo Escobar. That's right.
No, but he looked nice today. He caught some balls. Across, you know, when you look at a guy, you try to look at him to see if he got it, and he looked nice. But we got a lot of nice pieces on the team. You know, we got Vince Mail. He's a tight end that has been doing good on this team. You know, not Crockett. Nick Boyle, one of the best blockers in the NFL and can catch the ball, too. So, not taking nothing from Escobar, just saying that we do have some other guys, not just him, where we was in need of a tight end, because we do have some guys that's there that plays well. But it was nice to have Escobar there.
What were your thoughts about the Vikings? Because they look nasty on TV.
They look nasty, man. When I first got out, the defensive line, man, there were some fast guys. They was running. You know, they were fast defense. And when you think about their offense, they just ran good plays. They ran the ball well. I think that they was getting too many yards on first down runs. And that's something with our defense, you have to stop first. You have to stop the run. The run is what we stop first and make them have to pass the ball, make them one-dimensional. And I think we did it a little bit, but at certain times that they was getting more yards than we wanted them to have. And that's just something that we have to just come back into the room, you know, as a whole group, not just the team, just the players, but as the players and the coaches, and we see what's going on, and we will fix that.
How'd you like the atmosphere? You were up in the box for the last home game.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Crazy up in there.
It was awesome. I mean, it's really to be at an actual NFL game, not, you know, college football, which is what I'm used to. It's so grand and it's so different. And
we
were amazed. Yeah. I mean, it's fun. I hope this isn't offensive to Ladarius.
I'm not sure where she's going here,
Webb. I don't know where she's
going. I'm not like a number one sports fan. Like, that's not my go-to thing. But going to any professional game is always so exciting. And my husband is like, knows even less than I do.
What?
But he was thrilled. He was like,
he
out of his mind.
Yeah.
Like, we had so much fun. It was really awesome.
We're working on him.
We're working.
Yeah. I caught him watching the Ravens game the other day going, come on, like cheering. And I'm like, who are you?
That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's moving in the right direction.
Moving in
right?
The right direction.
Yes, yeah. Slowly.
All right. Iron Rooster's a place. We're here every Monday night, 6:30 to 7:30 for the Ladarius Webb Show. Give them some noise, y'all. Make them feel at home.
Come on.
That's right. It's 98 Rock. Ladarius Webb Show here at the Iron Rooster. McHenry Rowe. Stop out here and get some of the grub. I'm telling you what, great people, a lot of room to stretch out, good bartenders. Ladarius, what is it different playing Thursday than Monday? Because they're both nationally televised.
Yeah, how different is it?
Only one game, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the difference? It's the difference when you play Thursday games, you have a Sunday game. You know, you play from Sunday and you only have like 4 or 5 days to that Thursday.
Yeah.
But when you play a Monday game, you have that whole week. You actually have an extra day of preparation.
But you get everybody. It's only one game. All your homies are watching on Thursday.
Yeah, it's all the same. You know, you can get a lot of text messages after that game. Hey, I saw you when you did that. If you got burnt, hey, well, you it's like an interception.
That's gotta feel good.
Will you guys wear all purple that day? Is it all
Thursday?
One color? Yeah, it's like
Thursday
color
thing. They're all purple. Can't wait.
And then you guys will like sometimes. They'll take those jerseys and auction them off.
Yeah, I hope they don't auction mine. I'm taking mine.
Good to know.
You know, I need mine. Give me that.
Try to get it fast.
I got to say, being able to do the show with you and sitting next to you and watching you on TV during the games, you're like one of the smallest guys out there. You're throwing your body around, but I mean, you're not 6'2", 220.
I mean, that's how I feel when I'm on the field, though.
Right.
I feel like I'm 6 foot, about 200.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I'm just 5'10", 175.
I mean,
you make
really
it work,
much.
Though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's done well with what he has.
Yes, I have. I mean, that's just the motivation.
And there's advantages.
And for the kids. You know, the kids know you don't have to be the biggest guy in school to make the NFL or the NBA. You know, they always think the biggest, strongest, fastest guy going to always make it. No, I was one of the smallest, but I was fast, one of the fastest.
What was your thing?
Was
it the speed? Was it reflexes, quickness?
For me, when you I was just an athlete. When I was grew up, I was just an athlete. You know, I can just
all around.
Yes, I could just do it all. Not just saying I was magnificent at just one of them. I could just do them all good, like catch. You know, yeah. I was just an athlete.
Magnificent. When you throw magnificent,
magnificent,
that means you're doing your thing.
No, I'm just, you know,
that's a great word.
Yeah.
It was.
But well, yeah, you're just
was,
good at sport. Yeah, you know, you're good
at sports,
with your body.
Yeah. I'm just good at certain things.
That's a prerequisite. You gotta be good at sports to be a professional.
Yeah, because I would imagine not all kids just focus on football. They have to figure out what is my strength and play everything. What do I like?
Yeah, because I played everything because I did not know what I was like the best at. So I played basketball, football, baseball, track because I didn't know what was going
to
be my path. I just
it
knew it was going to be something that was going to get me to college. So I just played them all.
Do you ever think, like, what if I had played, like, something you didn't try and then
you
realized
later?
Hockey,
weren't you? Yeah.
Hockey or ski, like, soccer.
I wish we didn't have soccer
at
my high school.
What if you had been amazing at that, yeah?
But I think I would have been good at soccer.
Right.
If I was just, because basketball was something we did every day. We shot basketball. So if every day I would have had a soccer ball and was just, you know, kicking it around, just trying to learn. I think I'd have been good at it.
Definitely.
You know?
It's like Alex Collins was a lacrosse player.
Yeah.
To find out. Yeah.
He was a dancer, too.
I know. Yeah, he had a little dancing. The Irish jig.
You saw it.
Who's calling the Irish jig?
Did you see it?
I did see it. Yeah, he's got some steps.
Ladarius, what if you would have been magnificent at harp? You don't even know.
I could have.
You could have just tried it.
Kids, if you're listening today, all you have to do is just pick up something.
Try it.
You never know what's your thing.
I'm good at harp, but I'm better at Guinness. That's all I want to say.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, go out there and get this victory on Thursday.
Yes.
Tell them, what are you going to do to the fish?
Squish them.
Squish the fish.
We're going to squish the fish.
Squish them fish.
All right, number 21, Ladarius Webb. We know you had quick turnaround practice and then had to jet out here to the Iron Rooster.
You can do it.
Thanks for your due diligence.
Yes.
Give it up, y'all. Make some noise for number 21.
Yes. Y'all.
And we'll see you out here next Monday night at the Iron Rooster for the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock. Thank you, sir.